We are up to Simen Tov Tesvav, which is page 558. We're in the middle, we're up to the Ramah. Hagah. It's the second line from the top. Hagah, we're talking about a mitzvah. A person wants to make a eruve tum l'dvar mitzvah. We spent yesterday half an hour describing the mitzvah of a vart, of a tanoim. Now the Ramah goes further and tells other types of mitzvah. Hagah, oy shereitze lelech l'tayel b'yom tov o Shabbos. B'pardei sheyesh boi simcha. B'zeh mikri dvar mitzvah. Unbelievable. The Ramah is very lenient. Abchad didn't say this. Going for a Shabbos walk in a park, in a pardes. Page 558. Second line in the Ramah. Going for a walk in a orchard. It's also sheish b'simcha b'zed mikri dvar mitzvah. That's also called dvar mitzvah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, Mishnah Berurah says b'pardes sheish boy simcha miu posh the mar b'simcha shel heter. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah here. It's very rare. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't often go off in tangents and talk give lusar shmuzes, but every so often he does. In fact, I have a sefer at home. I never really had a good chance to go through it. But a person went through the entire Mishnah Berurah from beginning to end, and he extracted. Every time the Mishnah Berurah goes off on a tangent and talks about not halachic matters, just things like this. Like yesterday, like about saying Shasimcha b'ma'oinoi, if there's a taruvis, or there's mixed dancing between Bachun and Babu, everything like that. A whole sefer, not that many pages, but like 100 pages, extracting from the Ber Halacha, from the Mishnah Berurah, all over in the Mishnah Berurah itself, these type of interesting things. So here he says, and hey, he says, "Miu pasha demar b'simcha shel heter." Aval lefi mashem motzu b'avon esenu haradim. Very unique Mishnah Berurah. This that's counted among our great sins. Be'ezim lekamos ba'yu ba'yarois gedolos in large cities. She'oiskim sham b'hoilelus uvehis orvos zuchar munekevois. So here he doesn't say b'sulois and bachurim. Here he says men and women. Much more general. Lezeb vaday ein la'arev demikre dvar avera v'lo dvar mitzvah. That's not called, if you're going to socialize in a setting where it's not permitted, things are getting out of hand, that's not called Rav Mitzvah. Many Gedolim complained about this form of Hoylus. So this is a very unique Mishnah Berurah, which is not... goes a little bit off. Okay, next, let's go back to the Mechaber. Oy mibnei hayira. Let's say a person wants to make an eruv tchum not for the mitzvah. The reason why he wants to make an eruv is because he's afraid. He has to escape. He wants to run away from a non-Jew or from a robber. Then the Mechaber says, if a person wants to run away, even though the reason why you run away is not for Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to make an Eruvei Tachum, even though it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Vav, Men Hakusim. He changed. Notice, very interesting, that the Mishnah Berurah's Girsa was Men Hakusim, not from Men Ha'evdei Kachum. Somehow it was changed. Somewhere along the line, one was changed by the censors from the original version, probably was Ovdei Kachavim. And then when the Mishnah Berurah, he wrote his parish, he probably had a censored version where it said Kusim instead of the Kachavim. Sheyitzaru also, oh, Yigbu Mimenu Mammon, Vim Yesh was a Chashash Sakona, Tadavar Posh Ad Mundu, Sakonis Nefashis, then you're allowed to go even without an Erev. Af Beloy Erev Mutal Levoyach, Vyoz Mutter, then it's Mutter, Koi Al Kola Sif Hanal, Retzoloima, the Cave of the Konosham Erev Mushum Tzorch Mitzvah, Mutal Lelch, Lapayim Luch Af Ledvarishus. Now that's what the Ramah says, and this is a very important Ramah. The Ramah here at the very end says, "The Oz Mutter Loleilich Afil Ludvarishus." Okay, the very innocent line of Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us an incredible Chiddush. It's going back on the entire Simen that once a person has made an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah, for a permissible purpose, for a Dvar Mitzvah, then you can abuse the Erev Tchumin. And you can go even now with Dvar Mitzvah. I put up my bread 2,000 amos away so I can travel 4,000 amos because I want to hear a shir. What time is the shir? The shir is 3 o'clock. Right now it's 11 o'clock. There's no shir. I want to go there to play a game, to play cards. I want to read a novel. I want to read a newspaper. Is there a mitzvah to read a newspaper on Shabbos? Not necessarily. Maybe you'll tell me it's a tainik, it's midrash simcha, I don't know. But let's say this person has other things to keep himself busy with. It's not necessarily a very big simcha. He wants to go there to read a newspaper that's not a dvar mitzvah, and it's, is he allowed to? Yeah, gesundheit. Oh, but you're only allowed to make an erev chum for dvar mitzvah. I made a dvar mitzvah because it's 3 o'clock. I'm going back to hear a shir. I'm going back to hear a drasha. So once I already made a dvar mitzvah, now I can use the erev even during other parts of the dvar rishus. Base. You should not make eruv chum ben hashmashos v'im eruv eruv eruv. You're supposed to make it before ben hashmashos, but b'diyah. If you put the bread down there ben hashmashos, if you arrive on the scene ben hashmashos, it's okay. Let's see mishnah ches and tes mishnah bura ches eruv eitochum and the eruv chatzeres mutter lechatchila. What's the machaber tan lasali? What's the chadish? Don't compare eruv eitochum to eruv chatzeres. Eruv chatzeres, you can collect the bread even during Bein Hashmashos. When is Bein Hashmashos? We don't really know. Let's make believe. For right now, it's a 30. I'm making believe it's 30-minute period of time in between sunset and the next 30 minutes is twilight. Bein Hashmashos. So lechatchila, you are allowed to collect bread from your neighbors in order to make eruv chatzeros. And even though eruv chatzeros lechatchila Bein Hashmashos, it's suchad el b'simin sureish samachal siv aleph the eruv itchem chomer mimenu. That it's more chomer diyesh semech eruv itchem. Here is a beautiful insight. Why indeed is Eruv Tchumim more stringent? There's a pasuk. Al Yetzei Ish Mimikoymoi Bayoim Hashvi. This was the Hakdama to Eruv Tchumim. Whereas Eruv Chatzeros, there's no hint anywhere in Chamish Eichum Shei Torah to make Eruv Chatzeros. Nowhere. It's purely a takon of Chazal. There's a don't come to confuse this type of rishos with a rishos harabim. Therefore, we're more machmer when it comes to a ruvei tchumen. It must be put in position before ben hashmashos, and it's triggered at the moment of ben hashmashos. V'im erev ruvei erev tes. But b'diavet, if you violate the law and you make the eruv chumen hashmashos, mishum the iser tchumen hu drabonin v'sfeik l'kula period b'komakam safek hunach eruv aloi gar mizeh. But that we know that goes back to what we learned in the past. If you're not sure, you put the eruv down, that's worse. L'chum uvola el b'simin tof tes sif vav ayin sham. Okay, eruv yud v'ayesh cholkin the sif gimel sulu the gamaz of the apostle came on shlo hoyul eruv l'ches kaskashka. That was a previous sulu. That's similar. Let's go further. Gimel. Back to the top. Amru loy shnayim. Let's say two people, here's a new case. A person has been appointed by two separate people. Say the orev oleinu. Echad erav olav mibod yom, v'echad erav olav ben hashmashos, zesh erav olav mibod yom, nechal eruv ben hashmashos, v'zesh erav olav ben hashmashos, nechal eruv mechashach shecha, shneyem konu eruv, period, v'yesh chok. Okay, here's the case. We have two people. One shaliach is doing this, is a representative for Ruvain and Shimon. He receives two boxes of matzah. He goes out to the boundary, and one box of matzah he puts out before Bein Hashmashos. It's before Bein Hashmashos. It's during day. Let's assume that sunset is at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and Bein Hashmashos is from 6 to 6:30. Bein Hashmashos is Safek Yoim, Safek Laila. He puts down one box of matzah at 5:55 during daytime, and then it's now 6:15, and at 6:15 someone comes along, and at 6:15 he puts down the second box of matzah for Shimon. At 6:16, 1 minute later, it's still during Bein Hashmashos, box of matzah number one is destroyed. It's consumed by an animal or is destroyed by a bolt of lightning. It's gone. And at 6:31, box of matzah number two has been destroyed. Now the question is, what's the halacha? Does any one of these two, do they have an erev? Now let me take a step back. Let's go one step back. Let's say you're an agent for one person only. I'm an agent to put down your the matzah for just Reuven. I go, I put the erev at 5:55. And at 6:15, the box of matzah has been destroyed. The box of matzah did not make it all the way through the entire Bein Hashmashos period. So when it's Vaday Laila, make believe Vaday Laila is at 6:31, it's no longer there. So what's the halacha? Is it a good Erev or not? The Erev has to be there when Shabbos begins. That's really what it's all about. Shabbos, the Me'ikar Hadin, the bread must be in position the first moment of Shabbos. We can be Me'ikar. Since the halacha of Eruvei Tchum is only Midrabanan, we can be Me'ikar. We can say that Ben Hashmasha, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, is called Vaday Laila. So the Erev was put down when it was Yom, when it was 5:55. It survived into part of Bein Hashmashos. We can be Mekel, we can say Bein Hashmashos is Suffolk Laila. It was there at the beginning of the night. You're okay. Okay? Next Shabbos. Let's go 7 days later. You're appointed by Reuven to put down your Erev. You put down the Erev there at 6:15. You get there late. And you put it there at 6:15. And then at 6:31, the box of matzah is destroyed. Is it a good Erev? So the answer is yeah. Why? Because we'll assume Bein Hashmasha, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, will be Mekel, that it's Yom. I put it down when it was still day, and it lasted until the beginning of the night, 6:31. It was still there, so it went from Yom into Laila. You're okay. Last Shabbos, you were treated Bein Hashmasha, it's as Safek Laila. That's why it's a kosher Erev. This week, you're treating Bein Hashmash as a Safek Yom. And that's why it's a good Erev. Okay, that was last week. This is this week. No big deal.
Well, in the first case, why did it have to survive? You say it's really Lilo.
Yeah.
Even though it's 6:15, why does it have to survive to 6:31?
Doesn't. It didn't. It didn't survive. You put down the matzah at 5:55. And now it was destroyed at 6:15. So it went from Vada Yom to Vada Laila. I mean, not Vada, we went from Yom, 6:55 is Vada Yom, and it has to go into the night. We'll be Nagel and we'll assume the Bein Hashmash is a Safik Laila. So once you get to 6 o'clock, it's already Laila. So the box of Matzah went from day into night. And so you're in business. What's going on? Last week you treated Bein Hashmash as a Safik Laila. This week you treated Bein Hashmash as a Safik Yom. It's like day. How could you do that? How could you switch? What's the big deal? Last election I was a Democrat, this election I'm a Republican. Masha Haya Kvar Haya. Masha Yia, who else is Shia? What's the big deal? You can change your mind, you change the Shita. No big deal, right? No big deal. But the case over here in the Mishnah Berurah, you're acting on this one Shabbos, at this one election, you're acting as a representative for two people, and for one person you put down the box of matzah at 6:55 and the box of matzah is destroyed at 5:55 and it's destroyed at 6:15, and the other one you're putting down the box of matzah at 6:15 and lasts until 6:31, you're the same person, and it's the same Shabbos. You're the same representative for two different people. You're one person representing two different people. And for one person, I'm going to be a representative. If you want to say that both of the Eruvim are going to be good, you're going to have to say at this present moment in time, for you, it's going to be Safek Laila, and for you, it's going to be Safek Yom. Can you do that? Is that called Tarte Desasre? Is that called a contradiction? So the Mechaber says it's okay. You can contradict yourself, because since the halacha is only midrabanan, you have a legal halachic loophole. It works. We have this concept many times. We do that Friday night in the summertime. If you daven mincha before plag hamincha. How does it go again? Let's leave it.
But you said bar mitzvah some people at night.
Right, exactly. So since that's exactly what we're doing. What we're doing over here is exactly what we're doing. Therefore, it's going to work. It's going to work. The yesh chol. So there's no problem over here of tarte desasre. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. But also, Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Okay, Gimel, which is Yud Aleph. But let's just read the Mechaber. I ran through the Mechaber very quickly. So let's read the Mechaber again very quickly. Amar lo shnayim. If two people, reading from Gimel and the Mechaber, Amar lo shnayim, two people instruct a person. Say, do us a toiva. I want you to go out to Arva Lenu and put down an Erev for us. Echad Erev Olav Mibod Yom. For one person, you make Erev Mibod Yom. Ve'echad, and for the second person, Erev Olav Bein Hashmashos. You put down the bread at 6:15. Zeh. Number one, she'erev lo mebo yom, that you put down the bread at 5:55, what happened to his bread? Nechal eruvo bein hashmashos. The bread was consumed at 6:15. Vizeh, and the second person for whom you put down the bread at 6:15, zeh she'erev lo bein hashmashos, nechal eruvo mishech hashecha, the bread became consumed at 6:31. What is the halacha? Shneim kanu. It's okay. Erev, but the yesh cholkim. Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Amru lo shneim din zaniskal el b'simin shin tzadi gimel siv gimel. We already learned this halacha before. El d'shamar linyan eruv chatzeros. That was discussed with the gartels of chatzeros. V'yach hamash lo andi av linyan eruv chumin gam kein dinach yitasem halacha. V'yesh cholkim svilu the davka b'eruv chana. Here's a very big chiddush. When it comes to eruv chatzeros, there was no v'yesh cholkim. Everyone agreed it's okay. When you do the same exact thing, you make it eruv chatzeros for two different groups of people. Everyone says you can say tarte desastre. It's okay. But now, when it comes to eruv techumen, vayesh cholkim svilu davka eruv chatzeros hakilu b'zeh avolav eruv techumen ve'ena kaina eruv ela davka harishain. The first person wins. Miushum du mukminu le'eruv achas kosei u'bevada yekayim adzman shetzorch l'skayim. In the first case, he put the eruv down when it was vada yoyim, and now you go into the ben hashmashos. So in that case, we can say it's okay. Because then you already put down the Erev already in a questionable point of time. Maybe it's already Vadei Laila. So we deal with Chazakas. If you start out good, it's a very, very beautiful Yisoid in Chazakas. If you start out good, we can always help you. Get a good start. Get off to a good start. If you get into trouble later on, we'll figure out a solution for you. We'll say chazak. Everything ended well. But if you get a bad start, it's very hard for us to help you out and say, oh, there's a chazaka, this and that, and you'll be okay. Here, if you put the bread down when it's vadayoyim, that's very good. That's when you should put down the bread. And the bread should be there all the way until Vaday Laila. Now your bread was taken away prematurely when it was Ben Hashmashos. No. You started out good. Now the question was, what happened Ben Hashmashos? We can say Ben Hashmashos is a cold already Laila, so you went from day into night. But if you already put your bread down during a period of time when it's already problematic, and this is going to contradict your actions that you've done 10 minutes ago for the other guy, we can't help you over here. Most Rishonim hold like the Yesh, so the Mishnah Berurah here, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is all about. Psak Halacha. He's coming to Paskin like the Machmirim. He's coming to Paskin like the Yesh, Cholkim, and Yishri Machmir when it comes to Eruv Eitachim. Shrem Kano Erev. So according to the first sheet, they both Kano Erev. Why? According to the first opinion, the next Mishnah Berurah. To Lekol Echa Natim Lahakim Mishum Duhu Milso Drabonon, Vayin Leel Besimin Shin Tzadi Gimel Sif Gimel Mishnah Berurah Duhu Er Halacha B'mashon Kisav Nisham. Okay, next. Let's go to the next Sif. Dalet. Kish Shemariach Eruv Eitachim Mivorech. Oh, now he discussed the Brachas. The Brach is Asher Kedishon B'Vitzoyis Vitzvanu Al Mitzvahs Eruv. The Oimer, and then you should say the Nusach Bezech or Eruv Yehei Mutor Li Leilich Bimokim Poloni Al Paim Amo L'chol Ruach V'Ma'orev L'Rabim. Oimer, if you're putting down bread for a Tzibor, you should say B'Loshon Rabim Yehei Mutor L'Poloni U'L'Poloni Oy L'Bnei Mokim Poloni, to carry, to travel more than 2,000 Amos in that direction. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Yudalid Yud Gimel Mevarich Af Agav De'im Shim Lo Yirtze Leilich Kutz L'Paim Ein Tzach Eruv. What's Vitzivanu? Okay, the Mishnah is asking a question. Very important. How can you say the Nusach Hashem has commanded us? Hashem didn't tell you to go hear the Drasha. 3 o'clock is a big sign. Rabbi's coming, and that shul, and the West Shul. Remember, we have the West Shul and the East Shul. Rabbi's coming in the West Shul. Oh, Rabbi's coming. I gotta go hear the drasha. I can't. It's 4,000 namas away from where I live. I gotta make an eruv chumen. Put down 2,000 namas. Put down the bread. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hashem kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. And you've commanded me to make the eruv. Really? Hashem told you have to go hear this drasha? Who says? So don't hear his drasha. It says the pasuk can tell you have to go here. Yeah, it's Sivanu. So the Gemara. So here the Mishnah Berurah says the af al gav shem lo yir to lelechus lapayim in tzach eruv mikol makom shaklem v'sivanu shel lelech b'li eruv kinyan shchita shem avarich alecha af al gav de einu mechuv lechol basar. When you do shchita, what do you do? What do you mean by racha? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al hashchita. Who told you to slaughter the animal? You want to eat meat? You want to eat the meat. Don't eat meat. Be a vegetarian. Be a vegetarian, you have the shchita. So what's the pshat? It's a very basic question. The vitzivanu is not going on your goal. It's not going on the goal. It's going, now that I have already made the decision on my own that I want to go, or I have already made the decision that I want to eat meat, so now the Torah has entered into the picture and has told me this is what you do. Vitzivanu. Now I'm commanding you, in order to achieve your goal, you have to do shchita and you have to make erev. That's a fascinating insight into the Torah's. Torah doesn't tell you how to live your life. The Torah tells you, I mean, this some people will tell them it's not, of course, what I'm saying, but Torah doesn't tell you how to live. Do whatever you want. Live your life. You make decisions for yourself. But when you make the decision, you choose for yourself a path in life, this is how you have to conduct yourself. Torah is not boxing you in. Live in a ghetto. Live. Don't walk more than Dalai Lama's. Do whatever you want. Enjoy this world. This world was created for you. Take everything that's available out there. Go for it. After you, the person, the yochid, has made your own decision how to conduct and to live your life, after you don't have to eat meat, but you can make your own decisions. You want to eat the meat. After you've made you've chosen your path in life, now take the Torah and use the Torah as a guide how to implement those decisions that you have made for yourself in life. Do you hear the idea? It's a very deep idea.
How to implement,
you've made the decisions. This is what I want to do with my life. Gesundheit. Now that you've made that decision, you're going to travel on that road. There are going to be other issues on that mahalik. How do you deal with, you want to be a doctor. The Torah doesn't tell you don't be a doctor. Because if you're going to be a doctor, there's going to be Chil Shabbos. How are you going to be able to do residency? Right? That's a classic example. There are poskim that there are definitely majorly poskim that say you're not allowed to be a doctor. You're not allowed to go to medical school.
Really?
Yeah. It's not. There are poskim. Look hard enough, you'll find. Surprisingly,
go.
You'll find surprisingly that a Jew is not allowed to be a doctor. Why not? Because if you're a doctor, you have to be a Chal Shabbos, right? You have to go to medical school. Right? There's resident
Chal Shabbos for your Seder life. Does it take that term?
A little bit. You have to be Michal. You have to. You're not saving lives. There are certain things. There are questionable things that you're going to put yourself in situations. You want to be a lawyer. You're going to put yourself in different situations. You're not going to be a lawyer. You're not going to be a doctor. You're not going to be a lawyer. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do anything. Torah says you're not going to Michal Shabbos. There are people. No, you see from the brach of the tzivah and pumfa keret. Do whatever you want to do in life. You have to take into consideration. I mean, if you, a profession which is pure Chol Shabbos, obviously you're going to run into stop signs. There are certain professions. You want to be an ash. I know someone who's from on Brooklyn College. Very, 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 very intelligent person. And he Brooklyn College on the fifth floor in Ingersoll. When I was there, they have a grant from. They work with NASA. Some of the things that are developed on the fifth floor in Ingersoll ended up on the space shuttle and were experiments. And one of the senior professors, the tenure professors there, he was working with them, and he was under enormous pressure to he had to drop the whole thing because he had to be available on Shabbos. A lot of the things that they were doing were, there's no day, there's no night when you're dealing with Nasa, and like there's no excuse. Either you're with us, or it's not like, you know, Shabbos residency, or even if you're a senator, Joe Lieberman, right? Even Joe Lieberman is able to get around Shabbos. He has an aid. But not with Nasa. With Nasa, when they're sending satellites to the moon and this and that, it's not, there was no. So he told me, although he told me how to quit, because he just could not maintain their demands of being available for all of the experiments and things that were happening on Shabbos, Friday night, Saturday, and all those things. But here's our example. Torah said, I want to be a doctor. Because one day, hey, be a doctor. Who's stopping you? Be a doctor. Now that I'm a doctor, I now find myself in this situation. Oh, but it's Shabbos, and I have a problem. There's a conflict. I need to be Machal Shabbos because there's a patient. He's not Jewish, or because of my training. How do I deal with it? Now the Torah will tell you, Vitzivanu, I'll tell you how to deal with the situation that you are in. Sometimes it's mutter, and sometimes you're mechuyev to give it up. But to take the first step, you're allowed to take a first step and put yourself in a situation where you'll know you'll have problems, because the Torah does not enter into your decision of how you want to live your life. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. It says, Vitzivanu, how can you make a bracha on the Erev Vitzivanu? Did Hashem tell you to go to this rabbi? Hashem tells you not to be a doctor? Hashem told you that when the rabbi comes in the West Shul, you have to go there? Hashem never told you to do anything. Do whatever you want. You want to go? You want to be a doctor? Be a doctor. You want to go? Go. Now that you have decided, I want to go to the West Shul to hear this rabbi, because I like him. He sounds good. Even though what he says is very controversial, and maybe Knega Kolta Rakula, but I'm going there. So now Hashem says, oh, you're going? So let me tell you how to go. Let me tell you, Vitzivanu, I've commanded you to put down bread in order that you can travel 2,000 amos. Oh, you want to be a doctor? Very good. You got to. But now, on your way, you find yourself in a lot of trouble. Oh, the Shabbos, I'll tell you, Vitzivanu, I'll tell you what to do to deal with the issue, whether one way or another. But I'm not coming to be a Vitzivanu before you make your decision. You have independence. Okay, when I'm telling you, some people will tell you that's Avi Kursus, but I don't think it's Avi Kursus, and I don't think the Hashkafa that I've come from, it's not Avi Kursus. This is the way it goes. You have to make your own decisions, and then you deal with halacha afterwards. Of course, that has to be moderated a little bit. Let's go further. Al mitzas erev v'loy v'liv. We go one more time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in these few interesting lines. Going in shlitas and varach alech aval gav she'inu v'chuyev lecha basa yidal. Al mitzas erev. Let's say you didn't make a bracha. Classic halacha. V'loy berach einu ma'akev. If you don't make a bracha, it's okay. I mean, whatever, not okay, but every mitzvah, the brachas are not makev. Tezvav. Okay, we almost finished as Vav. If you don't say the Nusach, you don't, that's critical. The bracha, it's an amazing halacha. The bracha doesn't matter. But if you don't say the Yehi Ratzon, that matters. Because the Yehi Ratzon is what creates the Erev. What? Machshava is not good enough. If you're standing there, it's good enough. But bread is not. If you're standing there, then machshava is good enough. That's going to be the next siman. But if you put down bread and you're not present, the bread is your representative, then you must say the you must be ratzon. V'im loy amar loy hove eruf. But let's say you don't say the elaborate nusach that's presented here in the Mechaber. You just say Yehei Zeh Le'eruv. Mahani B'diyavet. Lechatchila, you should say the whole nusach. Bezeh Ho'eruv Yehei Mutter Li Leilich Mimakam Ploni Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. That's what you should say Lechatchila. If you don't say that, you say nothing, no good. If you say at least, this should be my Eruv, B'diyavet, it's okay. The whole Zeh Kishayah B'pas. Like you just said, only when you may put down bread. Avalin Eruv B'ragla. But let's say you are present. You are ma'ariv with your feet. You vote with your. Remember that there. You vote with your feet. You go there with your feet. You do not need to articulate your intent. Just standing there and having kavana that this will be my mekayim shmisa is sufficient. Kesharach l'sham leilech. But levush hanusach. He has a different nusach. Leilech lemachar. Let's look at a siddur in one moment. You should say lechol shabbos hashana. Ploni perish mokum zeh from this place to ha'imer b'shosh liach. And what? Let's see the exact nusach of the eruvei chatzeros here in our art school siddur. In our art school siddur. Let's see erev Shabbos. Eruvei chatzeros. Eruvei d'chumen is page 288. And on page 288 it says, Eruv Eit Chumen, Baruch Atah Hashem Lachidim Melech Lumasher, Kiddushan B'mitzvah Yisrael V'tzvon Al Mitzvah Eruv, B'zeh Eruv, Yehei Mutar Li Or Lanu, Leilech Mimokoyim Zeh, Al Payim Amo Luchol Ruach, B'Shabbat Zoh, or Biyom Tov Zeh, Biyom Kippur Zeh. So it's different. It's none of the above. This that's a study to itself, how the Siddur has evolved over the ages, deviated from the Gemara, from Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah. But the Nusach is a little bit different than what it says here in the Mechaber. B'zeh ha'eruv, with this Eruv, Yehei Mutar Li Leilech Mimokoyim Zeh. Instead of the word Ploini, it says Mimokoyim Zeh, from this place. Ploini in Perish Mokom Zeh, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Al Paimama, 1000 Amo L'chol Ruach. Period. Okay, so no, this is pretty similar. The only difference is the word Mimokoyim Ploini. So we change Mimokoyim Ploini to Mimokoyim Zeh. That's the only difference. And in the way, what does it say? The Mishnah Berurah, but Levush HaNusach Leilech L'Mochar. The Levush says Leilech L'Mochar. We do not have that here in the article. Say Leilech L'Mochar. It just says Leilech Mimokoyim Zeh. The only change here is from Ploni to Zeh, and we do not have the word L'Mochar as the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Levush. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a break.